yeah, David, I'm familiar with birds. One of my I worked at a truck dealership, an international harvester truck dealership, and one of the owners had a parrot, and he'd invite me over to his house for dinner all the time, and that bird owned the living room, sat on its little pedestal, and boy, he could talk up a storm. And then he and his wife ended up getting divorced, and I think he moved in with his parents, and she got the bird. And then I was then I met a younger woman that had a parrot. Gosh, I think I would know. I think it was a parrot. And his name was the Pedestrian. And all he would do is walk. He had his wings, he could fly, but he walked. They called him the Pedestrian. And if I happened to be laying in bed, the Pedestrian had to be in bed with me, walking up and down the mattress, doing his thing no matter what time of night it was. So that was kind of weird. That relationship didn't last very long, let me tell you. But she decided she wanted to go to Florida to see her daughter. And she didn't want to go because of the bird. So I cleaned, while she was at work, I cleaned the cage and got everything ready and took him over to my house and got him accustomed to my house. And I said, okay, look, the bird's in his cage, he's at my house, he's happy, and I think you need to take 2 weeks off and go to Florida and see your daughter. So he trusted me pretty well. He'd stand on my finger and stand on my shoulder, and he could talk, but he didn't enjoy talking. But he could talk. But, you know, I've got a bunch of pictures of that bird, and I've looked on 3 of my computers, and I cannot find those pictures. But I think I probably got them on maybe a CD or something. But, yeah, I don't want to own a parrot. They're too expensive. They do one thing real well. That's poop. And they poop all the time. And they eat a lot of food that they're not supposed to eat, like peanut butter and nuts and stuff like that. But when they're being good, they're a lot of fun. KFAFGS from WBA PBB. Back to you, Dave.